It's the Oh No Radio Show.
Turn the radio up.
That's right, that's right. We are back again. Episode 282? Or no, 90.
291.
I think that's it. I think it's, or 292.
It's 292.
It's one of those. But anyway, it's the another edition. Another
edition. Something.
Of the Oh No Radio Show. I am Owen. I am the captain of this shit ship, as you very well know. Along with me, it's my good friend Zach.
Hey, hello.
Boo. My good friend Ty.
Hey, guys.
Did you just fucking boo me, Ty?
Boo Zach.
Oh,
fuck that guy.
Boo Zach.
Oh,
boo
Zach. This is going to be
boo
this kind of
Zach.
Fucking show.
Yeah.
It's on.
I'm on your side, Zach.
Thank you, Jessica. I've always liked you.
And joining us for the first time in a long time, ladies and gentlemen, Jessica Pauly's here.
Yay.
It's good to have you, Jess.
It's good to be here.
Yeah.
My butt feels nice and cozy on this couch again.
Yeah, it does. And you're just eating hot sauce with a spoon right now. It's a magical thing.
I couldn't not try the Southern Fried Sunday Blood Orange barbecue sauce.
That's right.
I
guys,
had to try it.
If you missed it live, I suggest you do go back and tomorrow listen to the Oh No Showcase we just had. We started off our evening with that, which is why the show is kind of starting essentially like an hour later right now than it usually does.
It's just a little different tonight.
Yeah, we're doing things just a little bit different. But anyway, it's
beauty of the podcast.
It's nice to have you in. It's nice to have you in, Jessica. And it's also sad that we don't have Tom here once again.
Tom. Fuck Tom.
Yeah, boo Tom.
Boo Tom.
I'm just kidding.
Where's Tom?
Tom, you're cool.
Tom's we working cool. again. But
totally
one,
understand that. Well,
but
work.
One of the things that happened in the time that we haven't had
boo
Tom
work.
In here.
Fuck it, work.
We have to say this, though. We
fuck
we
a job.
Failed to mention it was Tom's birthday.
I know.
While he wasn't on it. Yeah, it happened.
Did
which
it happen?
Sucks because Ty and I both had birthday shows.
We had total back-to-back
we
birthday
We weren't
shows.
Able to give Tom a birthday show is my point, and we will certainly do that.
Next
you know,
time.
Belated.
Down the, yeah,
it's
belated
obviously
birthday.
So
he
you guys look forward
shows.
To that.
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. Plenty of tricks in store. but no, I did this evening want to essentially just welcome everybody to the new era of podcasting.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a big deal. I've decided.
Are we leading
new
this?
Era?
Yeah.
Do tell.
It's a big deal. Just like WrestleMania ends the
Do
wrestling
I have to get
season,
naked?
I feel like it also restarts a new year. It's like a new season of a show. You know what I mean?
Wait, what started the new season?
Oh,
WrestleMania?
WrestleMania.
No, what does that have to do with Oh No Radio?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Well, yeah. We'll officially debut the new season maybe after our Death Pool. The Death Pool
like
is kind of
that.
The end of the year,
I
and then
that.
We can move on
man,
from there.
Fuck the Death Pool, man.
Charlie Murphy died. I think I have Eddie Murphy, don't I? Somehow?
You, get
you
some,
do.
You might get some
I
points
think you
for
do.
That.
I got mad about that.
Yeah. It's,
do you get
on,
some pity
I,
points
don't
for
I
that?
Get like a genome point?
Speaking of the Death Pool today.
What is this Death Pool thing?
Oh, we started it last May.
In the thick of the... Yeah.
Basically, in the thick of everything, we started the Death Pool. I went ahead and we do have... Five people on the scoreboard. No, six, sorry. And I'm one of them.
Of course.
Six of
You're
us
leading.
Have scored. Doug, my friend Doug, he's out there because of Muhammad Ali. He got that 26-pointer. But if Travis right now in second place, all he needs is like an 80. Well, no, he needs like a 94-year-old. He's already got.
So he just needs like a six point.
So he just has like have a 93-year-old guy.
Wait.
It's based off
no
the number 100. So we each have a team, a Death Pool team of
five
people.
Did you pick
people.
Celebrities?
Yeah, we did a draft. We picked from a list, from a central list that everybody
you
had
guys
to draft
are assholes.
Them. And then we drafted them, and then yeah, based on the number 100. So like. If you're 95, you get 5 points.
If you're two, you get 98.
You get 98 points. See how the logic goes.
So there was a, you know, you had that have a good strategy. Like Ty, he's got Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
You know, if Honey Boo Boo dies, he's winning. He's in there.
Oh, so the younger the person is, the higher your death pool score is.
You
subtract their age from 100.
So Charlie Murphy, pretty young.
Yeah, he's pretty young.
He was not even on the list.
But if somebody had picked him, they would have scored big because
they would be winning right now.
And so what's the cutoff
date? Does anybody know what he died from?
Leukemia.
Oh, that's right. Duh. Really? I knew that.
So are we calling it as of June 1st? Is that the cutoff? Or like
May 28th is the day that we debuted the death pool.
Okay, so that's
so
the
are
year.
You only doing it for a year and then you have a winner?
Yep, we got a winner and then we go into the next year.
And then the winner gets a prize and then we move on. And
much.
Then we do a new draft.
Really.
I have a serious question.
Sure.
Can I be part of the next draft?
Yeah. Get in on the list. You need, just get on the list. I'll start the list very soon of those who want to sign up for Death Pool 2017.
Yeah.
Owen, who's on your team?
My team, I got to pull them up. I'll pull them up right now.
Yeah, I don't even know who's on my fucking team.
Well, we can do this. We can do this because I was looking at it all today. I got my points. I'll tell you this. I got my points from, who was it? Gene Wilder. I got 17 points off of Gene Wilder, which is mean.
but a good pick.
Jimmy James got 10 on Chuck Berry.
Just happened.
Boone Purvis got Don Rickles. He had Don Rickles, so he got 90. And then Mikey Rao got 9 points for Fidel Castro. Although he... actually is... He's trying to debate me on this. He's like, he could have been dead for way longer.
Yeah, they could have announced it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. So on my team, I have Ozzy Osbourne, Stephen Hawking, Gene Wilder, who I then, I actually, because you get to pick when one of your guys dies, you get to repick from the pool again.
Of course, yeah, you want to have a full team.
Yeah. So then I got Joe Jackson for Gene Wilder, Queen Elizabeth, the second, obviously, and then Charlie Manson, I thought was really going to get it for me or win it, the whole thing for me, because there was like 19 points right there, and he was on his death.
That old.
He was on his deathbed.
Yeah.
A few weeks back, there were 19. Some reports.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
So, do you got my team up in front of you?
I can pull it up.
Yeah. Who you got? I don't even know.
Zach, you got Bill Cosby.
Why hasn't he died?
Lamar,
because only the good die young.
Right.
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, he should have been dead a long time too.
Just because he's crazy looking. Why Odom?
Hang on.
Because he's a crackhead.
Yeah, that's true. He was.
Yeah, he was he close to death. I went with the strategy. I picked guys that were close to dying,
Stitches,
and then I picked my wild card. Yeah,
Stitches is your guy. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that's
totally
possible.
Charlie Sheen.
So many people want to kill that guy?
Yeah.
I hope he dies.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, I don't mind if he dies.
Heart's about to explode.
Yeah, just from anger and racism.
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight. He's still alive. I don't believe it.
Yep. And then Ty, you had Stitches. You have Sean Connery. Caitlyn Jenner.
He's got Honey Boo Boo.
Eddie Murphy and Honey Boo Boo.
Oh man, I'm gonna win. You know it.
That's your squad right now.
So it's we got a month and a week. Month and a week left.
So do you just get to randomly pick, or is
there is a
list
that I compiled at the beginning of the season? That's a solid list.
You're allowed to draft.
And then we really go through a draft,
actual draft.
Yeah, we did it live on air.
I'm doing this.
And then you can Skype in. I'm promoting it now.
And now we got the new bell for the next draft. I feel like it's going to be way more fun.
Oh, it's going to be way more fun.
Ring that bell, Owen.
Oh yeah, I saw this bell.
It's magnificent. Pretty intense.
We're pretty legit now.
Yeah,
it's a great bell.
Shout out to Justin, your boy Justin.
Yeah, my boy Justin.
Thanks for the bell.
Thanks for the bell. But moving on. There's something I wanted to bring up to you guys that I've just been noticing in my day to day life, and it's more of a commentary I think on me than it is anybody else. But whenever I see Japanese people, they always look like hipsters to me. Is this a thing? for you guys? Younger, not older Japanese people. Younger Japanese people.
In what setting? Any setting?
Any setting. They're always very hipsterish. It's their like.
I don't see that.
They are the original hipsters.
I think they kind of are.
Nerds.
Yes, your point. Well, like, I think a lot of hipsterism they derive from nerds.
But we wouldn't. When you think nerd, you don't think hipster. Like at least the
tight jacket, skinny jeans.
Yeah,
all
but that's
these,
not nerd.
I see,
nerd is like pants too high. Yeah, you're kind of making a point now.
All the fucking
the pants too high nerds. That's not the nerds anymore. They don't look like that.
I don't know.
I'm telling you right now.
Hipster Japanese.
Japanese hipster people. Tell me if I'm wrong, guys.
Okay, Owen, I want to call you out on this. How do you know they're Japanese and not just Asian? Are you just calling them Japanese, or do you know?
No, I have a pretty good judge on my Asians.
Okay, you know your Asians?
I know my Asians really well.
You do work at the theme park.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would give you a great opportunity.
So I know my Asians. South Koreans in general, I could tell like that.
Yeah, they're pretty distinct. Yeah,
they got rounder fucking heads.
Yeah.
They got round.
Koreans and Vietnamese and all that becomes like more of a gray area.
Yeah. I can tell Chinese from Japanese really.
I'd say
easy.
I have a pretty good eye.
The Mongolians sort of look like frogs.
I'm a Mongolian.
frog hipsters.
I'm gonna say it again. You guys are assholes.
Yep.
Well, we don't intend to be.
Well,
maybe it's been like a few months away from me for me to realize.
I haven't noticed this, but I know next time I see a Japanese, I will see if they're hipster.
Yeah,
I'll evaluate their style.
If my theory.
I agree with Owen.
So you'll start noticing it from now on.
Well, now that you say it, I totally.
Yeah,
agree.
Yeah, yeah.
I see it.
Hey guys, if you either agree or disagree, you can give us a call at 321-332-0186. Yes, that is the number, or you can Skype us over at Oh No Radio Show. I think we gotta get into clips, dude. Because there are some majestic pieces. Oh, it's doing it again. Isn't that funny?
iTunes is being a little bitch tonight.
Yeah, Well, no, this thing hasn't been updated in a while, and I think...
So it's your fault.
Yeah, I think Apple just like decides on occasion, we're not doing that anymore.
Fuck you, Owen.
From
iTunes.
Literally. I'm gonna have to like. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna find it in the Finder.
We could do clips.
Yeah,
beep, you want it,
clips.
You want them, beep, and you're gonna get
you know you got them, baby. You know you got them, baby.
Clips.
You know you want them, baby.
Talking
you know you got them, baby.
Y'all.
Clips.
Give me those clips.
This is probably better than the original.
I like it.
There's a little Doug on there. Do you hear that?
Oh, Doug!
Like the cartoon where where everyone is afraid to acknowledge that his best friend is a strange color of blue.
What's up, Skeeter?
Skeeter? Yeah,
he was always wiry too. He was a little.
Since we didn't have that clip, have you guys?
Hey man, that was my show, dude. When that came on,
hanging on a trash can.
The beats.
Yeah. The beats were like the Ramones.
Drumming.
Oh yeah.
They were the Ramones.
That song.
No, they were the Beatles. What are you talking about?
No.
They were the Ramones.
Yeah.
They were the Ramones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Totally the Ramones. Anyway, have you guys heard this thing that's been flying around the internet lately?
What you got?
It's a cover of Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine.
With toys?
Oh, yeah.
Played on toys.
I had to
play it. I love it. Toy guitar.
You got a Spider-Man drum kit.
And what are these things called? The octatone?
I don't know. They look fucking cool, though.
The octatones are fucking weird. This computer is bugging out, I think.
Doesn't quite hit as hard.
It's pretty awesome, though, right?
It is.
Hey. I dig it.
I like it.
You ready? Meow, meow. Let's do it.
Yeah, here we go.
Some of those burnt crosses. They're the same that burnt crosses.
No,
what did we know the word?
I love it.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
There's something hypnotic about it.
I know. I was just about to say I'm enthralled.
Okay. Okay, so the instrument doing the high pitch, the fuck was that?
It's an octatone.
I'm not sure what the hell those are called.
They're weird. They're
it's like a little squeezy ball.
Yeah, it's like a squeezy ball, but they make it a face, too. It's
it was like opening its mouth. Yeah. It was like my trip.
It's like
an
octatone.
It's a kid's toy.
It seems like it's on like that. It's a musical note. Yeah. And the staff part of it actually changes the pitch of the squeak.
Yeah, totally.
So you can squeeze.
It's like a squeezy ball.
Is this what kids are playing now instead of a quarter?
Maybe.
In school? They get one of those cool ass things?
Yeah, I want one of those things. It's awesome. Yeah. Give me that.
It's like a kid style theremin.
Like, I think I might have been 13 when that song came out, and I remember it's probably the first song I ever learned to play on guitar.
Yeah.
Electric guitar.
Oh, yeah. What's a great first song to learn how to play? Yeah, totally.
Right there, that one.
You guys familiar? You remember Roseanne, right?
Of course. Yeah, unfortunately.
Man, I love her.
Did you know they had a cartoon? A Roseanne cartoon?
No.
With her and Dan as little kids.
What?
Yes. It exists, and it's called Little Rosie. And here's fucking that shit.
No more.
It's the... Yeah.
She's a clown, but she's no fool.
That's Little Rosie.
Wait, does she do the voice, though?
I don't know.
She's always... What the hell?
It's like
regular Roseanne, but with this.
This is like circa 97?
I think it's earlier than that, man. That's like 94.
Whoa. Whoa. She flies. Yeah. There's dinosaurs. What's
skating.
Going on?
Yeah.
Oh, Little Rosie.
I don't get it and why that would... anybody ever thought this would be a good idea? But it's a thing that exists.
It's a damn thing.
So this like aired simultaneously with the show?
Let's watch a little of the episode.
I want to hear her voice. Is it her? Nope.
Not Roseanne.
Roseanne. I want to hear it. Definitely not Roseanne.
Not Roseanne's voice.
Yep, it's lost all of its appeal. Because it's got to be Roseanne.
Yeah.
Right, that's the only way it works.
Is that supposed to be Dan?
I just don't get it. I don't get it from a marketing standpoint. I don't get it. Like, why did anybody think that would be a good idea?
Roseanne's doing so good.
I think someone said 1988.
Probably because her show was so popular.
It must have been. I don't think it ever really aired. I think it was probably a pilot or something. Yeah. And kind of.
They were like, this is
maybe
shit.
They did a couple of them.
One of the producer's kids like kept wanting to watch the show. Yeah. And they had to keep sending them out of the room. Then they're like, you know what? Screw it. Let's just make a cartoon.
I just think it's pretty impressive that that exists. moving on, we do have to talk about, you guys familiar with Jesse Ray?
Yeah.
This is a pretty interesting
country
one.
Cock rock. What do we got?
I'm gonna actually pull up some information on him over here too. That's Jesse Ray. He's a dude that likes to wear a fucking Scottish full Highland battle gear, like with the mask and the whole kilt, and like he is a Scotsman. Well,
yeah, he's got the sword.
Ty, I'm about to blow your fucking mind right now, because this guy is a funk master.
Yes.
He is like a master of funk.
It says funk warrior.
He's a funk warrior.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. So
he's a Scottish funk warrior.
Yes. And he worked with Parliament Funkadelic. He's worked with the Talking Heads.
What?
He's like this undiscovered dude who came to the US from Scotland in a heavy metal band. In the 70s and 80s, Jesse Ray became a close companion and collaborator with some of the great American funk musicians. Like I said, Parliament Funk, Zapp and Roger, this guy worked with everyone in like for a certain period. He's as Scottish as they come, because he hates White Lines for Sugar Hill. Wouldn't sign with Warner Brothers Europe. He wanted to sign with Warner Brothers US. He wouldn't sign with them because they don't make the distinction between Scotland and England and all this. And he was like protesting all like
bullshit.
He's also like run in his later years now. He's run for stuff. But I figured we'd sample
like public office.
Yeah, public office.
Which song are we doing?
Huh. Hang on here. Let me look at him. I pulled two or three just so we had.
Over the Sea or The Thistle?
But they're all good in their own way. Let's start with The Thistle.
The Thistle, Jesse Ray.
Jesse Ray. Jesse R-A-E.
What?
So we got a Viking on a beach in Miami.
Yes. What?
I can get down.
I'm in.
So 80s. He was also like a synth master.
Yes.
This video is exceptional, too.
He's like the Scottish Giorgio Moroder.
Right, right. I can feel that. Yes. Yeah. Got that sound.
He's like on the front of a fucking train right now. Like, look at him. He's just like riding on a train. Oh, man. The 80s were just a better time. So, yeah, that's The Thistle. That's The Thistle.
You got some more Jesse Ray?
Gotta play the next one.
I'd battle that funk.
I knew you'd like this time.
I'd battle him.
Over the Sea, all right? Over the Sea. Here we go. There's a little kid here. Oh, yeah. Now we got, like, flyby shots in, like,
Highlander.
Like a castle here.
The quickening.
So you can hear the Scott in there now.
What's this remind you of?
I just love that this was his gimmick, that like
Scottish funk warrior.
I'm gonna wear the fucking helmet.
Big ass feather out of the helmet?
Yeah. You've never heard of this, right, Polly?
Like I've never heard this, no.
No.
I love that it's like it's a corny gimmick, but he's very credible in his track record, you know?
Yeah.
He's done some good shit.
He's worked with so many, like, yeah, huge people. I'm not in love with
horrible.
Any of these songs, but it's just fucking the gimmick itself worth noting. Hey, remember Oozinators?
Oozinators?
Yeah, they were a toy for kids.
Is that from Nickelodeon?
Yeah, they were a toy for kids. They were like super soakers, but instead of super soaking, they shot
they oozed.
Oh, like
ooze. I kind of remember
like
this.
Slime? Oh,
wait, like slime? This, like you can't like do that on television slime?
Yeah. Tell me what you think it looks like.
What do you call the new water and ooze blasting oozinator? Oh, yeah!
Oh, that's disgusting!
Oh, that's jizz!
Yeah.
You oozed all over me, bro!
Awesome. That's the jizzinator. Super soaker. Nature pump required. Be filled, sold separately.
It was like
that's a joke, right? That's not real.
That's real.
Pump required. They pointed that out.
Oh, yeah. Pump required.
That's a joke.
Jizz on all your
friends. That's real, dude. That's real.
for about, oh, I don't know, a month until somebody was like, we can't sell this to kids.
Yeah. Yeah. This is probably not a good idea. Also, while we're on weird ass obscure fucking music, are you aware that Edward Furlong released an album in Japan in the 80s?
I remember reading about it, but never actually
hearing
it.
Wait, who's Edward Furlong again? The kid from Terminator?
Yeah, Terminator. Yeah. He got addicted to... He's kind of like the Feldmans and the Coreys, if you will. He fell into the drug scene real hard after child stardom.
Typical child star.
Yeah.
Was it about people that do a lot of drugs that makes them think they can make music?
I know. Well,
sometimes it works. Sometimes not so much.
Here's the title track for his album here, Hold On Tight. We're going to play that.
Oh, so he's still like a kid here.
Yeah, he's like 15, 16, I think, when he's doing this album.
I'm Edward Furlong, gonna sing a song, yeah! I'm the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, he's pretty young here.
Lay side.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right.
Way to rock hard.
Wait, so this was it was only released in Japan, you said?
Yeah, it was like only released in
Japanese.
Is this other one a cover?
Hold on tight.
Well, that's because Japanese people are hipsters, so they like everything before school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. This hook's pretty good. So, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Sweet album cover.
Right? But he then, after that, same album, he has a cover of People Are Strange by The Doors.
Can't wait.
Wow. When you in Terminator, they come at your butt.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
I imagine Corey Feldman looks just like him doing this.
He is better than Corey Feldman, I'll give him that.
A little bit.
He is slightly better.
Edward Furlong.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's just bad, 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 all the way around. Bad.
It's so bad that it's like you can't ignore it. It has to be mentioned. It has to be mentioned. All right, so we want to go out on the the Lake County Sheriff heroin dealer video.
The ISIS fucking video?
Yeah, the ISIS video of them.
Have you? Okay, go. Go with the clip.
Or
you haven't seen this?
You haven't seen this?
This is watch Lake County Sheriff's, bro. This is super viral. Yeah. I've seen this.
This has been everywhere, and it's right like the next county over from us. So it warrants.
I'm Lake County Sheriff Peyton Grinnell. Over the last month or so, I've had several phone calls from citizens in this county concerned about the number of overdoses related to heroin.
It looks exactly
like ISIS.
A fucking ISIS.
Why are they?
So I follow, it's called Marine Crops. It's a spoof Marine Corps. They pretty much just make fun of the Marine Corps. And they did this video. They took this video and they just put ISIS music behind it and an ISIS flag behind it. And it was like, you could never tell.
It would be the same exact thing. Yeah.
I want our citizens to know that I'm aware of this serious issue. I am asking our residents to please call and let us know if you know of a location that this poison is being pushed out to our streets. You can remain anonymous. To the dealers that are pushing this poison, I have a message for you. We're coming for you.
We're in
as a matter
ski
of
masks.
Fact, our undercover agents
like
have already
nerd.
Bought heroin from many of you.
Like he looks like.
We are simply awaiting the arrest warrants.
He probably is. He's
the
a
guy
cop.
Far right looks like the mask doesn't really fit him, and he's never worn it before.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
He
doesn't. Like,
he's a stand-in.
Yeah. He's way too tall.
But
he's
the guy to the left, he's mighty comfortable in that.
He looks a little Bane-ish. He looks like Bane-y. Badass. But the guy far right shouldn't be there.
Wait. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, that Bane.
Be finalized. So, to the dealers, I say, enjoy looking over your shoulder, constantly wondering if today's the day we come for you. Enjoy trying to sleep tonight, wondering if tonight's the night our SWAT team blows your front door off the hinges.
That's not what he wanted to say. It's not what he wanted to say.
No,
when our SWAT team comes and fucks you day up, like, goddamn. And this guy is like delivering an excellent promo right now. I'll give this sheriff some cred. Like, if I was a drug dealer,
really trying to sleep tonight.
Yeah,
it's got Ono Wrestling's approval.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'll hire this guy. Like, this whole gimmick should be in the WWE. It's fucking awesome.
We are coming for you. If our agents can show the nexus between you, the pusher of poison, and the person that overdoses and dies, we will charge you with murder. We are coming for you. Run.
I mean, the message is...
Pretty fucking badass.
It is pretty badass,
you know,
in a way.
And I don't have a damn... I don't have one problem with it.
Yeah, nah, I don't really either.
You're a fucking heroin dealer, dude.
I don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
I mean, I suppose, like, the...
It is a little...
Ooh, goddamn. Like,
do you think a heroin... Do you think it's effective? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't put my fucking...
They're probably not seeing this video.
Yeah, I doubt.
No, they are. Might. They are.
They are? You think they are?
You know who it's probably effective to?
Because shit on the street, dude, like, people talk. I'm sure that got around.
It's probably effective to, like, you know, just starting out dealers.
Sure.
Like, the younger, they're like, wait,
oh shit, they're after
us. Should I really be doing this?
Wait, the cops are after us?
Yeah, no, I mean, I suppose you're right, like... If someone's, like, really on that fence, like, oh, do they go in down that path and they maybe see and that, like, snaps them out of it a little bit? Like, it might, maybe work, I guess. I just, that's my biggest problem with the whole thing is, like, I don't know exactly, like, really, because the heroin dealer's gonna, like, they're not gonna stop because of a video, right? You know what I mean? Like,
probably not, unfortunately.
No. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with the video. Does it hurt? You know, it was a little intense. It's funny for us who aren't heroin dealers. But yeah, do your thing, Lake County.
I mean,
you are a little ISIS-y.
There's obviously huge problems with issues with like oxys and
pills,
the pill mills in general that caused this epidemic to begin with in the first place.
Yeah.
I agree with Lance in the chat room saying that.
The current biggest epidemics are heroin.
Sure.
The heroin that's specifically laced with fentanyl.
Yeah.
That is coming from Mexico.
I've heard about this.
And it's not the fentanyl that your doctor prescribes you. It's like a fentanyl that they're making in Mexico, which is actually causing people to overdose because it's stronger than
all,
the heroin, but they're using it to cut the heroin with. So it's
so
actually
dirty.
Making people overdose because they're like, oh, we can save some money by cutting it with fentanyl, which is, you know, cheaper for us to produce, but is ultimately stronger, and they end up doing too much because they think that they can do as much as they normally would.
Yep.
They don't know this batch is cut. So it's that particular heroin and Flocka. Those are the two biggest things right now that are
what
like
the and fuck? All of that.
Okay,
and all of that
is
crazy.
Flocka.
I don't want to.
We don't need to get in drug.
We don't
talk.
Need to get into that. But what I will say is, again, just back to it. Like, what is the target demographic, and what do they really expect to come of this? That's my biggest, like, what the fuck with the whole thing. Simply that I don't know that if you've made your mind up.
I'm gonna sell heroin.
There's no.
The only reason the heroin is
because of the pills,
because of oxy and shit. People found out that they can get heroin for cheaper than getting oxy.
I feel like what those cops need to be doing is just going and doing that rather than talking about that.
Agreed. But you know what the thing is if they're not making any leeway, if they're not actually successful, at least this is like, oh, well, we made this video.
Right, it's their cheat.
Yeah.
It's their get out of jail free card when they do nothing about it.
You know, or they're ineffective.
Or they're ineffective. Yeah. Or, yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, that fucking, for what it's worth, that video went super viral.
Yeah, it did.
So people are talking about it. People saw it.
We're talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that
says something right there, but. Anyway, we'll do one more. We'll do one more clip, and then we'll end this thing. While we're on the topic of drugs, this is from a kid's cartoon, and I pulled I feel like I pulled the thing, like, because it was confusing to me. Like, what the fuck is this thing from? I think I took a screenshot of it. Hang on here. No, that's a different one. Anyway, I'll find it. It seems like it's like an anime-ish type of cartoon. It's nothing that I was ever familiar with, but it's Brave Star.
Is Have you ever heard of that? Is it made by Japanese hipsters?
Brave Star.
It seems like it's 80s or whatever. And this, there's obviously like something in the show that is like a drug, and this kid's straight up tripping out on it. So you're about to see a cartoon trip right now. It's pretty rad.
Oh wait, I've seen this.
Have you?
Have you?
It's fucking weird.
Pretty sure.
This kid's freaking out, man.
Jay, are you all right?
Lake County Sheriff's coming for me.
What? Oh, hi, Brad.
Hi. Oh, man. You look terrible. Have you been taking Spin again?
Spin. Okay. Spin's the name of the drug.
Give me some Spin.
My biggest problem with this is their voices don't match their
like
age.
What they look like.
They look way older than their voices.
Yeah. It needs to be like grizzled men, like a little bit. Like,
actually kind of looks like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith right there.
He does.
Like a young Steven Tyler.
But
with his eyes rolled back in his head.
Yeah.
A young Steven Tyler on ecstasy.
Spin.
Dream on. That's what he's thinking. Right now, that's what Steven Tyler thinks all the time. By the way, he's just always—I think he's always singing in
Dream On.
Just always singing Dream On in his head. So, Brave Star's an 1980s American space western animated TV series.
Space western.
I changed my mind. I've never seen this show.
I dig the genre. I dig space western.
Original episodes aired from September 87 to February 88 in syndication.
Whoa.
Had a bunch of action figures. Brave Star was in the last animated series produced by Filmation and Group W Productions to be broadcast before Filmation shut down in 1989. So this had like a good like one season run. And then
solid.
And then shut the production company down.
Yeah. Here we go. So the whole thing, I guess, about this is
he's on some drugs.
Yeah, he's on some drugs. Here we go.
Sweet and happy pink. Smiling flowers.
What?
Hi, Brad.
Jay! Oh, Jay, I don't like this.
Why not?
Jay!
These flowers.
They're not you anymore.
Happy pink flowers.
Yeah.
And what's your mother's purse doing here?
Dreamy dreams.
You have money. Buy more Spin. Purse had money.
Yeah.
Stole your mother's purse. Needed Spin.
We all know that guy. Know that guy.
Yeah, just walk around with mama's purse.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say that this is the greatest clip.
Thank you. Yeah,
you can derive so many little audio clips from this.
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm gonna use all of this.
Dreamy.
You creep. You're disgusting.
Happy.
Happy.
Ah, clean, happy, fun, happy, happy.
No, Jay, no. It isn't fun anymore. You need help.
Aw, Spin.
I'm calling Doc Clayton. No!
Don't fuck him up.
You wouldn't tell. You wouldn't tell. You said you wouldn't tell. But tell, and you're a fink. Fink. You want to be a fink?
It's pretty fucking scary for kids, really, when you think about it.
This is a kid's show?
This is intense.
Yeah, no, this should not be a kid's thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're trying to scare him away from drugs. That was the
drug. Look how evil young Steven Tyler looks right there.
He's fucking pissed.
He just flipped the switch right there. He was like enjoying the spin, not so much.
He's
angry. He's coming down.
You're going to tell on me? You're going to rat me out?
Tell him you're a fink! Jay!
Hey! Promise you won't tell! Promise you won't tell! Promise or you'll think! All right, Jay. I promise. Now let me up.
Dick.
Remember! You promised! You promised not to think!
Yeah, I promised.
Brad, wait!
Yeah?
Can you loan me some money?
No, please. I could, but I won't.
I suck your dick.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
Yeah.
So that was Brave Star.
Brave Star. Now, man. I want to check that.
So they had a whole season? I'd watch the whole season.
I'm into it.
Right?
I don't think this was supposed to be for children.
I don't know, man.
Are you sure it wasn't like, you know, the... What was the Aeon Flux, like...
It doesn't seem like it.
What was that called? That like, adult cartoon part that was on MTV? Come on.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It was... Yeah.
They got a name. There were different shows on it.
Oh, yeah.
I totally tuned into that all the time.
Yeah.
Damn it. Something Fridays.
Somebody in the chat's got to know it.
Damn it.
No, they'll know it. They'll know it. They'll figure it out.
But it seems like maybe it was for that. It seems like maybe it was geared towards adults.
I don't think it is. Like, really seriously looking at all their stuff, I feel like it was pretty much a run-of-the-mill, like... Because they had the action figures
liquid
and stuff,
television?
Too. Like,
yes,
it was,
liquid television. Yeah.
Liquid
there
television, yes, yes. That's, yes.
So it doesn't. Call. It didn't seem like it was like a liquid television type thing.
No, it's, dude, I'm mistaken. There are 65 episodes of this.
What?
Damn.
Yes.
Like, it's,
I'd buy the VHS set.
Yep.
Dude, that's check this out.
The VHS set. Not the DVDs.
I mean, they don't have DVDs on this, right?
Are they online?
I'm sure we can find them. I'm sure we can find them. Yeah, this is pretty crazy. Because, yeah, it seems like maybe it was a little bit more adult, but still it was aimed towards kids. It was definitely like what adult show like that is putting out action, you know, like at that in the 80s.
Well, yeah. That...
In the 80s, these were action figures for kids to play with. Like they weren't. You know, you're not marketing an adult show in that way.
Maybe they were the first. They were the first to do it.
I don't know. This
sick
is,
fucks.
We'll have to come back to this. We'll do
the things that
research.
You stumble on when you're on the goddamn internet. I've got a song for you. One more. It's by Semisonic. Remember them?
Boo.
Semisonic. Closing Time,
fuck
guys.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Closing Time, guys.
Closing Time.
They had this other song, which I'd never even heard of. Called Get a Grip, and it's about masturbation, so I figured we'd just go out on that.
You don't remember this, champ?
did you know this one?
I think I do.
I didn't remember this at all when I heard it the other day.
This is the theme song for the Ooze Super Soaker.
Yeah, it should be. It's the 90s!
Here at the end of the lonely world, you're finding out if there's someone to cry about.
Yeah, I don't remember this. Never mind.
No, it's
playing alone with your lonely toys.
I don't know if they did this like later and maybe just didn't get any.
No one to play with you.
See what they did there? There's a lot more sexually evocative lyrics later.
Oops and butts.
Let me help you stretch.
The video is kind of like a really bad porno.
It's the
same band.
I would never ever guess that.
I know. It threw me off when I heard it. I know we're making fun of it. I don't hate it, especially for the time it was made. I'm guilty of liking a lot of that early stuff, though. But
I hate it just a little.
But Closing Time, I fucking despise.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
dude.
Mind that song at all.
Oh, it's God. Not a horrible song. It's just that
it's overplayed.
It's overplayed.
And, you know, made a joke of because everybody sings it at the end of the night at a bar.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's not a horrible
That's
song.
That's true. Yeah.
Actually, structurally, it's a very good song.
That's why we all sing it.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens.
Millions and millions of people know it, like word by word. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
That was some powerful ass
shit. Was that Clips?
I think that might have been. Hey, no, just give me 2 seconds.
What you got? What you going?
Well,
on?
I'm trying to fix things over here.
You got nothing?
And it won't let me, for some reason,
Clips.
Just pull them out.
You wanted them.
My iTunes freaked out. God damn.
And then
this is going to make the rest of the show very difficult, guys.
Clips.
God damn it.
Yeah, there's not other music streaming services out there.
No.
That you can utilize.
No, it's definitely not. It's all the other things, Zach. It's all the other things.
Oh, other things.
It's all the other things.
Oh.
I tell you what, though.
I tell you what.
I was, you getting out of here? What are you doing, Polly?
Where are you, Polly?
Are you Roman? Are you Pollying off?
Oh, I thought she was voluntarily going in the closet.
Yeah.
Oh, she dropped her cap.
Oh, that's no good.
There's a little bit of ginger for your sauce.
Yeah. It makes everything taste better.
Don't spill that.
Well, you're doing whatever the fuck you're doing. I'm.
What are we doing?
I'm going to talk a little bit about Burger King right now. Because Burger King... being real dicks, all right? We all got, all right, maybe we don't all have them, but I have one, like one of the Alexa units
I've
in
heard
my
this,
house,
yeah.
Right? There's the new Google Home thing, right? Like all these
little
home automation little boxes you can talk to are popping up.
We need to get Alexa back in the studio one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days. She's a bit of a bitch. And I felt this was just going a little bit too far because they started a campaign where they deliberately on their ad had it trigger your like home automation. It was specifically for the Google Home one,
yes.
Whatever the code word is.
I heard
for
about
that.
This. So they
specifically made it so that it popped up and then would read a Wikipedia article about whatever it said next, right? Like what is the, okay, it said essentially it specifically asks, okay, Google.
This,
like,
and
so
this
it's acknowledging
would be
your
TV speaking to
the thing. What is the Whopper burger? And so it took, and then it would read, of course, the
Whopper burger,
the Wikipedia for the Whopper burger.
Well, then people went on Wikipedia. I'm sure.
Then people went. Well, of course, people have. Here's the thing, though. People went on Wikipedia, and it already like they started changing things around, making them funny. Like, hey. The Whopper is a burger consisting of a flame-grilled patty made with 100% rat and toenail clippings with no preservatives or fillers. And, like, it would just read. So they were changing it as, like, you know, fucking with it, like as people do with Wikipedia. But the crazier thing about it is that Burger King saw in advance that this was going to happen and had already pre-sort of loaded everything to kind of, like,
turn
it around.
So they prepared for this.
So they prepared for the fact that this was going to happen. And as of now... Burger King has even like done some things on the Wikipedia that itself are like they might have been doing some of this stuff the whole time. Some of the jokes themselves might have actually been coming from the company as sort of a viral marketing campaign.
Right.
So it's
okay.
Like it's really hard.
It's a very interesting
it's
marketing
a weird
tactic.
Sort of like I love shit like that. Like cuz
yeah,
it is kind of a
viral. It's new no one's
but
ever
still,
really
fuck
done
you,
shit
Burger
like
King.
That. They're like, "Oh, how can we get this to go viral?"
Well, it's
sure.
It's genius too because the whole ad, I think the whole concept of the ad was it was only 15 seconds. So they didn't spend a lot on the commercial.
Right.
So they saved money on the commercial and the whole concept was, "Oh, we don't have much time to tell you in 15 seconds of what the Whopper burger is, so we'll ask Google, what is it?" So like they didn't pay much for that spot, and then now you're getting the
now
ad
you're getting
in
it.
Your own home.
Yes.
That's some like weird guerrilla marketing
tactic. I think there's going to be laws against this
about
TV ads in particular triggering your home devices.
Disable.
Because,
but
there's going to have to be. There's going to have to be some sort of ruling where you can't just be like, Alexa, you know, like, because you can't ever watch TV anymore without your fucking shit talking.
Well,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, I don't need you add your ads in my house. Like, they need to find a way to certainly get rid of that. That's pretty ridiculous.
You know what I do like, though, on, like, even though I'm not a huge Twitter guy, like all the fast food place Twitters, they're all pretty shitty towards each other.
Yeah, dude.
Wendy's is fucking
the jam. Dude, they're pretty gangster, that shit. Man. Wendy's gives no fucks. Yeah. They call out everyone, and if anyone talks shit on Wendy's on Twitter, they will clap back.
It's go Wendy's.
Go Wendy's.
Yeah, no,
doing that right.
They're pretty hardcore. Yeah. They're pretty hardcore. No, so I just thought that was interesting that that was actually like a thing that happened. I'm gonna say that we take a few minute break.
Let's do it. I gotta pee.
We're gonna take a few minute break, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna do a, I guess would technically be a third segment, but this will be its second segment.
Yeah, this
we've just done three tonight. The problem is I don't have any music going on right now.
Clips. So
here's what's gonna happen. Here's what's gonna happen for in the meantime.
What do we got?
You're gonna get this right now, and no one's gonna complain. Why is it starting right there? That's fucking weird. Everything's freaking out.
Your computer's freaking out.
I know. Paid for by the New World Order. I think it's just got invaded by wrestling or something. Guys, we will actually be back in 10 to 15 minutes. Let me try and figure some of this stuff out, all right? If you maybe see the feed go down, it'll be back up in just a couple minutes. But that's only so that I can kind of get things started fresh, all right? It's all for us. It's all for you. We'll see you soon. We love you. Jessica Pauly, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.
Yeah.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams. Hey,
we'll be back. Call us in the third segment.
Yeah,
we want to hear from you.
Third segment. You glad you get blasted like NASA. Knowing Mr. Judge Master burned faster, but Big Daddy done turned into a bastard. So I'm no kin to father child when I'm smoking. Who said trees couldn't grow dollar signs? No one that follow mine. Till tomorrow shine. Coast to coast, blow the smoke. Hey guys, I'm really sorry about some of the technical issues this evening.
How dare you?
It is not like me lately. Like, you know, things have been running pretty smooth in the studio, and tonight, I guess,
tonight's a little off.
Tonight's a little off, but hey,
people on the podcast, they really will know. This is those dedicated live listeners.
Exactly. We've only got like 30 minutes of the broadcast left, really, for tonight. So I think we'll just we'll do that for the rest of the show, and we'll see how close we can get now to this 30 minutes.
All right, let's do it.
I think that is it's kind of an exciting way
to
do it.
It's the countdown.
It's the countdown. Final countdown. We had a great time tonight. It was awesome having, you know, Jessica in. It's been kind of a whirlwind, like with all these people stopping by.
Yeah.
Great having Wendy and Bobby in, of course, promoting the event on Sunday over at Will's Pub, which is Polka's hottest sauce off, man, sauce cook off and the food drive. And that's again like Sunday, April 16th. It's 2 to it's 9 Sunday. p.m. It's $20 in advance or $25 at the event, but there are a lot of amazing artists playing.
Don't forget, it's worth every penny. Non-perishables, five non-perishables.
Yeah,
five bucks off. Yeah,
that's it. Exactly.
Helping out the children.
It is for a good cause.
Helping out the children.
Yep. So at the end of the day, like I said, it's been a bit of a whirlwind of an evening for us over at Oh No, but I so much so that we didn't even really talk about our weeks or what has been going on or any of
what's
this.
What's been going on with you, Oh?
What has been going on? What hasn't been going on with me,
Zach? Is that the question?
I've been tormented once again by
your life is just tormented
by the neighbor who came back. Those
came
okay,
back. Fred
Fred is
he squatting?
Yes, Fred is
Ted.
Fred is now squatting this is my crazy neighbor, by the way. He got Baker acted. He got out. Apparently he's lost his job. He was told that he was supposed to be out at the beginning, but basically the end of last month. So
he's like 2 weeks past.
Yeah. So the landlord has now finally gone down, done the correct thing, and been able to, you know, get the paper put on the door. So
which costs money.
Oh, yeah, and right. It was crazy when he was telling me this. My good neighbor was telling me how much this stuff costs. It's unbelievable. Like, all said and done, it's going to be close to like $300 just to get this guy out.
And
you know?
He can squat there, right?
I mean, there's
like
certain
3 months or I don't know how long it is.
No, it's in the situation that they're in, it's a lot different because there's a lot of like additional documentation to basically say that this guy hasn't paid rent in such and such long.
Yeah,
and,
get the fuck out,
and it's kind of yeah.
I did notice when I rolled up to your house for the show tonight that a bunch of his shit is outside.
It's like he's half thought about
maybe
getting out.
He's like tried but didn't really give a fuck. He's like he's like just putting on a show as if he's moving out, but he's not. Because half of his shit, or I don't know if it's all of his shit, but it's all outside, and there's like, it's not a tarp. It looks like carpet or a rug.
I think it's a rug. I think he found an old area rug and decided to put that on top.
That'll keep it
ties the junk together.
Yeah. So I got that. I got that going on in my life, and I also have. I think we've got a bit of a scare right now. I was telling you guys outside on the porch, and it's frightening to me. It's actually truly bothering me a lot. We think we might have seen a couple of fleas back in the house again. Now, if you remember at all, a couple of years ago, it must have been 2 years ago now, right?
It's somewhere in there.
Year and a half, 2 years, somewhere in that region.
Got overridden.
We had a very, very bad time, and my cat got, you know, poor Ginger was just covered in the fucking things. And it's not like we let my
cat. She's an inside cat
strictly. It's really kind of unfair because there's nothing that would really... We're not dirty people. No. I don't think you guys would say that
at least your house isn't dirty.
My house isn't dirty.
You're pretty dirty.
We're trying, you know, we're just worried that, you know, oh my God, like that's one of our biggest fears because it completely upturned our lives for a good month.
It's been like, a little dry out, you know. Like,
yeah.
If you put some of that stuff in that you're talking about,
shaky granules the lawn, do all that treatment tomorrow.
It should help. You should be all right.
I'm gonna do some stuff around the house, but I think maybe I'm hoping that that'll like at least quell it. Of course, I mean, I'm not sitting here seeing fleas jump on me, which it was that it
I'm
was
looking,
to that
I'm looking
case
out for them now.
at its worst. When it was at its worst, we did a show a couple of times, and we ended up all of us with like bites.
Yeah, there was a flea warning.
It was a flea warning before
the show.
But I don't think it's, of course, to that stage yet, but I'm just very, very hesitant, of course, and I cannot let that happen again because how just devastating to our lives it was.
The fleas took over.
They did. They absolutely did.
They are bastards.
You can't let them get back. They're trying to come back strong. You got to fucking...
Well, and the only thing that really, truly did, because I did everything under the sun to try and get rid of these bastards, too, the last time around. And I bombed the house, but the bombs didn't even get them.
Yeah. See, what causes it? Because I have two dogs.
I don't know.
They've gotten fleas before, but never...
They
like,
live
it's
in
never
the sand.
They're dogs. That happens. And, you know, you get the medication and you try to stay up on that, but sometimes, you know, that shit's fucking expensive.
Unfortunately, I think I know what it is. I think I know what it is. And I think it's that sandy patch that's by my door that basically, like, where chairs often go when we're, like, more than a few people on the porch. And I think that sandy patch is what, like, they love sand.
They
get attracted to them. Could
Or the piss fence could help. I don't know.
I don't know.
That might deter the fleas.
It's like a flea sexy area out there. They're all getting ready and horny and together.
Yeah.
They're like, sup, girl. I'm a flea.
And then they come
sandy
into Owen's house to bang.
Let's get down. Yeah.
Realistically, though, the only thing that got rid of them the last time was when we did, like, actually get an exterminator in and spent a few hours out of the house, and they just put the most lethal shit down, I guess, in, you know, the planet, and got rid of them. But maybe I have to do that again. Maybe it's time.
You gotta get the circus tent thrown up over the house.
Yeah, that's more for termites. That's not fleas.
Yeah. My parents had to do that, I think, a couple years ago, and they're like, it's like a shame thing.
Yeah,
you have to do that because with termites, you can't do shit about that.
Yeah,
other than preventative maintenance or whatever. But if termites take over, But you throw that tent on your house, man, it's like, you're like gross. You know what I mean? You're looked down upon.
You dirty bastards. Yeah. Clint Bobsky in the chat room just threw us a little.
PayPal donation.
Thanks,
that's
Clint.
Right, because Clint, that's actually our good friend Matthew, who was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, what's up, bro?
From Nobody Cares Go Harder podcast.
What a beautiful guy.
Yeah, look that up, guys. It's really good. He threw us some 20 bones there for, remember, the Tyrone video. Like, we were going to get a video by Tyrone. So that's in contribution, like he said he would. He's
a man of his word.
He
follows through.
Followed through the 20 bones for
that. We appreciate
that. No, we really, really do. And guys, if you do want to donate, it's pretty simple. We could use your money, and we do cool things with it too. Like this, this obviously.
It's not
like,
just
every,
beer money.
I'll say, no, seriously, every penny that I've ever received, and more so, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
More, obviously, but every penny goes back into the show in some fashion or form. Whether that is a 12-pack for the show, whether that is a new microphone, whether that is a new, you know, a cable or
something,
or a new service, or just
some stickers.
You paid for Skype. You paid for Skype for, you know, a month or whatever it is. Like, it all really, really helps. So if you can do that, just throw us a, you know, 20 every once in a while. It really helps. You know, we do the show out of the love of our hearts. And the little bit that we have. And if you do want to call the show, the phone lines are open, and you can give us a call at
321-332-0186.
Yeah. Do you think people actually understand that? Is that...
they know if they really want to call.
You can hear it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
321-332.
I just hate saying it so many times because I feel like it sounds desperate, man. Like, I don't want it to sound desperate.
Make sure you hit the 3-6s, though. Yeah. You have to...
It's part of the number.
Yeah.
It really is. You gotta keep dialing. We have a special thing going. It's no one else has it. It's the, you know,
we get half a penny every time.
Uh-huh,
it's great.
Uh-huh. No, I did want to bring up a couple of news stories this week, and one of them happens to be from a couple of inmates. I believe this is out of Where is this out of? Hang on,
Michigan.
Here. Ohio. So yeah, you heard about this one. There's these inmates in this like sort of like correctional institute. So I'm guessing it's like county, right? It's not super, you know. What do you call it?
Correctional institution. It's probably like a work camp, low security.
It's a 2,500 capacity facility, which uses inmate labor to recycle old computer old computers as part of its nonprofit. So these guys that were working in the labor in the inmate labor program, recycling these old computer parts, were smuggling these computer parts, and they built a couple of computers. Then they took these computers and they watched a
shit ton of porn,
and they got a board and they put them on the drop ceiling, and they put it like on a board, and they like had them up there. They had them plugged in and they were running. And then they found a way to get Ethernet cables into the network.
That's badass.
Into the network mainframe. So they got connected to
Could
the
you
thing.
Imagine?
Internet, son.
That's like, that'd be like the best ever thing to have in prison. Internet, right? Like a computer in your cell.
Yeah. It's like, it's your connection to the outside world, right?
Right.
So they constructed these computers. They put them up there. Hidden on a plywood board in the ceiling above a closet, it says. There's more. Somehow they were able to run Ethernet cables, get down to the port into the router, and the inmates were able to obtain internet access via credentials belonging to Ray Canterbury, a retired prison employee who now works for ODRC as a contractor. Once connected, they were able to download articles on homemade drugs, plastics, explosives, and credit cards.
I like they would write to criminal activity.
Yeah, inside the prison.
They weren't like, you know, doing some educational shit. It was straight crime.
It was educational. Well, they also learned how to make them drugs.
They also accessed an article online from Bloomberg.com site detailing how to submit fraudulent tax returns and have the refunds wired to debit cards. And then stole the identity of another inmate, used his name and social security number to apply for 5 credit cards. There's more. As one does with an internet connection, the inmates use their unfettered access to download a shitload of porn, ferrying it to inmates via a thumb drive. But the inmate caught with the thumb drive told investigators it wasn't just porno movies. It was like the new releases, TV series, and music. So they were just like straight torrenting. Like, oh, that's like awesome. They were just like, fuck it. Yeah, let's get it all. Still, there's more. These two guys found a litany of software useful for hacking and encryption, as well as brute force password crackers, an email spamming program, and a Java-based tool used to commit man-in-the-middle attacks. Likely, this cornucopia of illicit programs was how the pair were able to issue passes for inmates to gain access to multiple areas within the MCI. Within the jail, they hacked into stuff and were able to like hack these guys like... because they all probably have cards.
I mean, well, what does an inmate have? They have time, so I guess they could have learned all this shit. But you got to have some computer knowledge to be able to do this.
Oh, like, it's incredible.
Guys, like, that's some serious shit.
It's all on the fucking internet, man.
To hack into the jail? Yeah.
They then also gain access to unauthorized inmate records, including disciplinary records, sentencing data, and inmate locations. So they could change the location of where an inmate was supposed to be. They could move inmates around? They could do the whole... You know, remember, what's the movie? Ferris Bueller, right?
Yeah.
Where he hacks into the thing, and he's able to like change his grades, and like how many days he skipped and all this stuff, right? That's what they were doing. They were in there fucking like, disciplinary report. Nah, this guy's the best guy ever. Boom, ba-doom. Like, yeah, this guy should get out and like tomorrow.
That's rad.
Dude, that's nuts, right?
Expedite my parole.
Given oversight of MCI is clearly lacking, the only way these two masterminds were caught at all was due to employee bandwidth throttling. Remember Ray Canterbury, the original guy
that they stole the car from to get on the
network, essentially? An automated message informed MCI staff that on Friday, June 3rd, 2015, a computer operating through the ODRC computer network had exceeded a daily internet usage threshold. The credentials were tied to Canterbury, who only worked Monday through Thursday. So here's what's crazy. These guys were so smart that they were able to get into all this stuff. They were able to set up this whole operation.
They didn't think to
check what the guy's fucking schedule was.
So they were using it
on days he was off. That's literally how they got busted.
They slipped up.
But what a goddamn interesting story, right?
Yeah, well played. Well, for the most part.
Give them their freedom.
Yeah, I applaud those guys. Approved.
I wonder what their original crime was.
Yeah, I know. That does kind of change things. You find out like they're like real scumbags. But still, I mean, you got to give credit where credit's due.
Badass.
It's pretty much serving time.
I mean,
did something here.
Come up with some shit like that.
We got one more little news story, and then we'll do one of our favorite segments. Here we go. This is a story out of, I believe, Australia. It might be, hang on. This one actually, is it Australia? It's somewhere. Yeah, it's somewhere crazy. Sydney. It's Sydney. It's Australia. So they, have a bit of a problem over there, just like many countries, with ice, or what some people call meth. Ice. It's
smack.
All that they call, you know, smack. The nasty, nasty shit, right?
That's good stuff.
And so they go and they bust this drug lab over there in Sydney, and just outside the city. And in the drug lab, of course, what does a meth dealer have as a guard animal?
Sex doll.
Guard animal?
It was a sex
doll. And he's in Australia?
Yeah.
I don't know. They got some crazy... Australia's like got some
kangaroo.
Fucking crazy
could
ass...
Could have a kangaroo. That would be badass. Could have a koala. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but that's not... I mean, a kangaroo could fight you, but a koala ain't going to do shit. Well, koalas are mean.
Well...
Crocodile, that's a good one.
They busted this meth lab, and they found a 2-meter jungle python.
Jungle python.
So this thing is a big motherfucking snake. Like this thing was just guarding the meth, right? Like in the meth lab. And you think about it, a lot of people are scared of snakes. That isn't the worst sort of guard animal to have around your meth lab. You know, you got a fucking python just roaming around your meth lab. Like,
yeah.
That is kind of, It's also a methy thing to do, to own
it's
a snake.
It's very methy, yeah.
So
pythons and meth go hand in hand.
They, you know, of course, police were a little bit like, whoa, fuck, there's a goddamn python here. And they got the, all the guys, and it was like a SWAT type, you know, like, hey, motherfucker.
Fucking,
you know,
throwing a flashbang to take out.
Right. So no. The snake, they're like, oh, shit, we call, like, the animal protective services or whatever they call, right? They come and get it, and they pick up the snake, and they notice that the snake is... It's not like a lot of other snakes.
Is it tweaking?
Its teeth
this
are
snake
all messed
has been
out.
In the meth lab so long and been inhaling the fumes of all the meth and the cook and everything, right?
It's twitchy.
So
twitchy
this snake is the first case of a meth addicted
snake,
ever reported, I believe. And they had a meth snake on their hands. This thing was apparently just like, yeah, it's all like slithery but twitchy, and like, and it was like snapping at people, like going at them, and fucking like,
dude, meth snakes on a plane would have been a crazy movie,
dude. Just meth,
there's motherfucking meth snakes
on
this motherfucking
meth plane. God damn.
So, I mean, I guess, you know, that is obviously pretty nuts. They had to sedate the python, which I'm not sure how you sedate.
Give it a lot of meth.
Them. But they basically said that it took, like, way more of whatever the chemical or medicine they were giving this thing to, like, get it to pass the fuck out.
A couple horse tranquilizers.
Yeah, than it should have. Like, it was like, this thing is, woof. Like it was like four. It says about four times the average dose of what it usually takes.
Yeah, and it's just always hanging out in there and inhaling all those fumes.
Dude,
man.
It's fucking going. It's the snake
that
is
thing
gangster.
Is fucking the break. And then it starts withdrawing when they got it, dude. That's bad news.
Quote unquote. Normally, these pythons can be a little bit snappy. They are constrictors and are not poisonous, and they just lie around. He said, but this one was very aggressive and had very erratic behavior. After 7 months in rehab, the python seems to have kicked his habit and is ready to re-enter society. So yeah, they got him off the meth.
I'd like to see
if the snake could get meth again. It would.
I'd like to see an episode of Intervention with the snake.
Yeah, with the snake.
That'd be a good show.
That'd be a way better show. Yeah. Snake Intervention.
I love that show in general.
We'd still cry. Probably.
That show's great.
I'd
just
fucking,
watching people's demise.
I can get into that. Guys, I think you know what it's time for before we get out of here. Because, I mean, time is a ticking.
Damn.
Ticking.
Look at it. Count,
see that?
You
isn't
got
that
11
crazy?
Minutes left.
Isn't that crazy how that shit happened? That was crazy.
What you got for us?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I think you know what time it is. It's time for Versus! Very, very, very good, Ty. I can't even.
That was a methed out pterodactyl.
Yeah, that was good. I heard it. I heard you doing
it's
that.
A little meth.
That was good. That was really good. Guys, tonight, we didn't really talk about it earlier. I expected it to come up sooner. I think we really kind of glazed over it. But unfortunately, someone that I found to be extremely funny and part of a comedic legend, sort of community. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, Darkness, Charlie Murphy, passed away this week.
I think I should get a point.
No, you don't get shit.
Give me a half a point.
You get nothing.
In his honor, I decided that we would do a black comedian versus.
All right.
That's what we're going with now. And for our opening bout, I decided to go with a woman's match.
All right.
I mean, nice, easy crowd warmer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about Whoopi Goldberg versus Wanda Sykes?
Aw.
Man. I don't like either of them.
All right. I think of Whoopi from Star Trek Next Generation and Wanda from Pootie Tang.
Like a Wanda from Curb Your Enthusiasm, actually.
And she's
a fucking fiery cunt.
She's
mean.
Mean.
I think Wanda's going to throw down. I don't know.
I feel like Wanda's got the whole lesbian thing, too. Which, do we know about Whoopi? Did she have, Is Whoopi, is she, what is with Whoopi? Do we know? I don't think we know.
Whoopi's soft, bro.
I feel like Whoopi might be a little soft.
Love Whoopi's soft.
Like, while Whoopi may definitely have the size advantage in this.
Yeah.
Wanda, but I feel...
Wanda's the silent killer, man. She'll get you. She's quick.
Yeah. And have something snappy to say.
Yeah. Her voice alone would just kill you. It's just so annoying.
What is Whoopi doing apart from fucking, like, not having eyebrows? That's her thing, right? She never had eyebrows?
She got them big old gums,
Sister Act
too,
cosplay?
Right?
I don't know. I don't know what she's
that
doing.
That stupid hair. I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't hate Whoopi. I'm not anti Whoops, but...
Anti Whoops. Show name.
I'm not anti Whoops. But no, I feel like I'm not anti Whoops and meth pythons.
I'm anti Whoops when it comes to gigolos or juggalos or whatever they are. You know, they do the whoop whoop.
We're going with Wanda, though,
Wanda,
right?
Wanda.
We're going
Wanda
with
wins.
Wanda. All right,
yeah.
Wanda.
Yeah, round one, Wanda.
Pa-pow.
All right. We'll heat things up a little bit now. That
right,
was
round two. Who you got?
Round two. Both little men. Both very little men.
Little
but
men.
I feel like could be a good fight.
Little,
ladies
little
and gentlemen,
black
Cat Williams right. versus Kevin Hart.
I saw this coming.
Kevin Hart's going to whoop his ass.
You think so?
Okay, so.
You do?
All right, so.
I don't know.
I think Cat is a little bit more street. He's got a little bit more street in him. He's
gangster.
A little bit more thuggy. He's over there fighting 16-year-olds in Gainesville. You guys didn't see
oh,
that?
Oh, dude, he got all cracked out. He was fucking meth snaking himself.
But Kevin Hart's in, like, super good shape. Like, for a little man, he's strong.
Yeah, but he's only,
he's
like,
younger.
4'8". He's
so
little.
Is Cat.
Yeah, I know.
They're both little imp men.
Cat, and plus Cat's wearing, like, this ridiculous lime green suit, like, 7-piece suit that he
looking
can't
good.
Move in that shit. I gotta go Kevin.
Going Kevin Hart? All right.
I'm going Cat, man.
Going
I think,
Cat?
I think Cat does more meth and he'll throw down.
Yeah, he is a wild card.
He
never
definitely
really
has
know.
That gangster on him.
I feel like...
He's got that... You know what, guys?
This is tough.
I feel like Cat's a southern boy. And
but Kevin's Philly, bro. Kevin's Philly.
He's
saying his first rodeo.
I don't know, man.
I guess I have the deciding vote, huh?
I feel like Cat Williams got beat up a lot as a kid. So maybe he's coming back.
I feel
for
like
vengeance.
Kevin Hart got beat up more than Cat Williams.
No,
got
I feel like Kevin.
Beat up.
I feel like,
Cat
I feel like Kevin
was
more respected. I don't know.
According to Bobski in here, Cat was banned from 2 counties in Georgia. So you know,
dude,
didn't he pull some shit in like an airport too? He like fucking had a gun on him. And shit.
Yo, he's done all of it. He's done all of it, guys. I'm going with Cat. I'm going with Cat.
Man,
I'm with you, Ty.
I gotta go, Kevin.
Boom!
I gotta go, Kevin.
Team fuck Zach.
Is it no.
two against one, man? two against one.
Team fuck y'all.
Fuck Zach left. No.
Next up, you knew it was gonna come.
I didn't know.
Bill Cosby.
The gimmick match of all gimmick matches: Sinbad versus Tyler Perry.
Oh God! Aww. It's gotta be Sinbad, man.
It's going to be Sinbad
Tyler
just because he's hating
pussy.
On Tyler Perry so much for all his success and shit. And Sinbad's like watching it happen like, motherfucker, I was out here doing this 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't get no love for it. Here's Tyler Perry with his own network making tons of money.
Sinbad.
It's
Sinbad
gotta
be Sinbad. Sinbad. Fuck Tyler Sinbad. Perry and everything he's Sinbad. Done.
He's going to lay Sinbad. Him the fuck out.
Sinbad. Yeah, Sinbad's Sinbad. Got him. One hitter quitter.
Yeah, man. I'm with you. Sinbad.
Sinbad!
All right, last match of the night.
Main
and this one is tough. And the reason these two were obviously picked is because they are, well, they're huge deals. You know, they're probably not two of the best black comedians, but two of the best comedians of all time. And I feel that comparisons throughout their career have always existed.
This one's gonna bother me if it.
It's probably exactly
it's
what you're thinking. It is tough. It's very tough. And that's why it's the main event. That's why it's the main event.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go a little bit with, it's kind of an old school versus new school here, but we're going with Chris Rock versus Dave Chappelle.
Oh, I knew Dave Chappelle was going to be there. I'm surprised you didn't.
I mean, Chris Rock takes care of himself. Chappelle's got that little bit of crazy, though. You gotta, I've never seen Chappelle actually get violent, but not that I've seen Chris Rock do that. But.
I gotta go, Dave.
There's elements of both of them like flipping off the handle, right? But yeah. I'm gonna apply my logic here, and you tell me how you feel about this. I feel like Dave Chappelle was the one that turned down the $50 million, right? Chris Rock's, I believe,
he'll take any
over his years of being in the business, gotten a little soft,
yeah.
And I feel like Chris may or may not have a little less street cred.
Yeah, because he went down the Adam Sandler route and made all this a bunch of shitty movies.
And that's why, like, in the grand scheme of things, even though Dave, I mean, I feel like Dave could be scrappy. I don't think Dave's the best fighter, but I think Dave.
But Dave's real, man. He keeps it real. Dude.
Keeps it real. Yeah. And I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to be tough.
I think before this bout, Dave went and beat up Key and Peele first, so he's a little amped up going into this.
Sure.
He went up and he went up and he beat up Key and Peele as he walked up to the ring for this.
Yeah, but Chris Rock's fighting for his bro's death. Or wait a minute,
that's Eddie Murphy.
All I know is it's going to go to the last round. But I think Dave Chappelle just wins
it. Yeah,
I
gotta go Dave.
I feel I gotta root for Chappelle. I gotta. I have to.
Bonus fight!
Bro!
First off, Dave Chappelle wins that.
Yeah.
But the bonus fight of the evening, Charlie versus Eddie Murphy.
Oh, man. You gotta go Charlie. He's the older brother, man.
Charlie will pull it out. He would.
Yeah,
I mean,
Charlie,
he's dead now,
like Charlie,
but he would have pulled it out.
Charlie was tougher, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go Charlie. And respect for the dead.
Respect for the darkness.
It would always be a good fight, but Charlie had ruined it. Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah, you're right. Come on. You're right. And on that note, we'll send you off to heaven, buddy.
As you beat up your brother.
See you, Charlie.
Order up.
That was versus, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. That was
Hail Satan.
Thank you for that, Ty.
Very methodactyl today.
Yeah, methodactyl. I'm glad that you joined us.
It's method acting. Methodactyl.
I'll tell you what, I think it is about time that we call this thing because,
look at that. 1 minute.
1 minute.
True professionals over here.
True professionals.
Besides
guys.
Besides all the glitches tonight.
Our broadcast is about to end, so we have to get out of here. We have to thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. Please do more of that. That's awesome. OnoRadioShow.com. The link's on the right-hand side. Please go to iTunes. Subscribe.
Rate us
5 stars. Write a review. All that stuff really does help. And get in our Facebook group. Facebook.com/group/OnoRadioShow. Get in there. There's tons of fun stuff happening all the time. For these boys in here, my good friend Zach, my good friend Ty, for Tom that's not here right now, and for my buddy Duncan that's always in my heart, this has been another edition of the Ono Radio Show. And what do we say when we get out of here, boys?
Eat a bag of dicks!
See you next week.
Fuck your dreams.